It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
We're interrupting our series, Critiquing Postmillennialism, this morning to listen to a very interesting exchange from 2004 between then-Illinois State Senator Barack Obama and Ambassador Alan Keyes. You know who Obama is, since he went on to become a two-term president of the United States, but you might not know who Alan Keyes is. He holds a PhD in government from Harvard University and wrote his dissertation on constitutional theory. And during the Carter and Reagan administrations, he served in the United States State Department. During the Reagan administration, he was the American ambassador to the United Nations Economic and Social Council. It is regularly asserted by theonomists and others that natural law arguments might have been plausible once upon a time, but they're no longer relevant. This exchange, I think, however, demonstrates that arguments from nature are still not only true, and truth still matters, but they remain cogent and compelling to rational people.
Mr. Keyes, because of your deep commitment to Christianity, what do you say to citizens of Illinois who are of other faiths who might be concerned about your ability to represent them?
Oh, I don't think there's need for such concern. I take very seriously the great American principles that we all have in common, starting with the Declaration of Independence, which says we are all of us created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. If folks listen carefully, and that means you can't do it with the newspapers, you have to actually listen to what I say, to the arguments I make on public policy issues, they will find that in every case I reach my conclusions based on the civic principles that are the common ground of American self-government. Yes, they are compatible and in harmony with my faith, because in point of fact, if I had to take a position that was contrary to my conscience, I wouldn't be able to be a politician. These people who say, well, I think abortion is wrong, but I've got to stand for a public policy that pursues it, are people who would say, well, I think, I don't know, sex outside of marriage is wrong, but I'm going to be a porno star. You can't have it both ways. You can't engage in activities that are contrary to your conscience if you're a Christian. So I advocate the positions that are in harmony with my conscience, but I argue for those positions on the basis of American principles that I have carefully studied and that I apply in every case. I can make that case with abortion. I do make that case with traditional marriage. I think that you can make such civic arguments based on the common principles that we all share as Americans in order to make clear, because we have a moral identity as a people. There are moral principles involved in the foundations of American government, and we can reason from them to proper moral conclusions.
Mr. Obama, you've said that your religious faith dictates that marriage should be between a man and a woman. Would you elaborate on that?
Well, what I believe is that marriage is between a man and a woman. But what I also believe is that we have an obligation to make sure that gays and lesbians have the rights of citizenship that afford them visitations to hospitals, that allow them to be to transfer property between partners, to make certain that they're not discriminated on the job. I think that bundle of rights are absolutely critical.
But as far as why, what in your religious faith calls you to be against gay marriage?
What I believe in my faith is that a man and a woman, when they get married, are performing something before God, and it's not simply the two persons who are meeting. But that doesn't mean that that necessarily translates into a position on public policy or with respect to civil unions. What it does mean is that we have a set of traditions in place that I think need to be preserved. But I also think that we have to make sure that gays and lesbians have the same set of basic rights that are in place. And I was glad to see, for example, that the president today apparently stated that he was in favor of civil unions. This may be a reversal of his position, but I think it's a healthy one. I think on this, President Bush and I disagree apparently with Mr. Keyes on this, because I think that that kind of basic ethic of regard towards all people, regardless of sexual orientation, is a valuable thing.
Let me interrupt and ask you a very quick follow-up question. Do you believe homosexuality is a choice?
No, I don't.
You think it's innate?
I think that for the most part it is innate. I think that obviously it may vary in certain circumstances, but I think that it is something that is a part of their identity. Now,
Obama, that being the case, if something is not a choice, if something is innate, Then why isn't it a civil right? And why isn't your support of civil unions as opposed to marriage, does that amount to separate but equal?
No, I think there are a whole host of things that are civil rights. And then there are other things, such as traditional marriage, that I think express a community's concern and regard for a particular institution.
So marriage is not a civil right as far as you're concerned?
I don't think marriage is a civil right, but I think that being able to transfer property is a civil right. I think not being able to not being discriminated against is a civil right. I think making sure that we don't engage in the sort of gay bashing that I think has unfortunately dominated this campaign, not just here in Illinois, but across the country, I think is unfortunate. And I think that that kind of mean-spirited attacks on homosexuals is something that the people of Illinois generally have rejected.
Mr. Keyes, on the Channel 7 debate last Thursday night, you said, and I'm quoting you, where procreation is in principle impossible, marriage is irrelevant. You went on to say it was irrelevant and not needed. What about marriage between people who are well beyond their childbearing age? Irrelevant? Not needed?
No, it's simply a misunderstanding. The word in principle means relating to the definition of, not relating to particular circumstances. So if an apple has a worm in it, the worm is not part of the definition of the apple. It doesn't change what the apple is in principle. So the fact...
It retains its appleness.
To act as if concepts are laughable means that you want to be irrational. Human beings reason by means of concepts and definition. We also make laws by means of definitions. And if you don't know how to operate with respect for those definitions, you can't make the law. An individual who is impotent or another who is infertile does not change the definition of marriage in principle. Because between a man and a woman, in principle, procreation is always possible. And it is that possibility which gave rise to the institution of marriage in the first place. As a matter of law, as a matter of law
possible
and government.
In principle.
But when it is impossible, as between two males or two females, you're talking about something that's not just incidentally impossible, it's impossible in principle. And that means that if you say that that's a marriage, you are saying marriage can be understood in principle apart from procreation. You have changed its definition in such a way as, in fact, to destroy the necessity for the institution. Since the only reason it has existed in human societies and civilizations was to regulate, from a social point of view, the obligations and responsibilities attendant upon procreation. So when you start playing games in this way, you are actually acting as if the institution has no basis independent of your own arbitrary whim. And if you don't mind my saying so, that's what we just heard. We heard something that wasn't based on reasoning. It wasn't based on logic. It was based on vague feelings and respect.
It was based on your quote.
No, I don't mean
that.
Last
Thursday night.
I'm not talking about me. I am talking about what Senator Obama just went through in terms of explaining his position. My position is based upon an effort, as conscientiously as I can, to reason through the challenge that we face when dealing with the most important fundamental institution of our social life and civilization. We can't afford. Right. For instance, in civil unions,
we've got to move on. Mr. Obama, hold on,
Phil. I mean, because he suggests that my position is illogical. Now, this is somebody who just last week suggested that the fact that gays and lesbians adopted children would inevitably lead to incest. There's no logic involved in that. That's pure vicious attack against homosexuals. It applies no more to gays and lesbians who've adopted children than it does to heterosexuals who adopted children. And Mr. Keyes will then back off and say, well, you didn't quite catch the comma there and the qualifier here and the coda there. But the fact of the matter is that it was a mean-spirited attack intended to suggest that there is some connection between homosexuality and incest. There was no logical basis for that. That was simply an assertion on his part.
Please. Can I do that?
Go right ahead.
Because it's actually very simple. I have over here two females, because I didn't talk about adoption. Those two females are intent on having, quote, having a child, which they cannot have, obviously, unless you involve a male. The procedures that are used now by many lesbian couples are procedures that mask the identity of the father, so it will not be known. Okay, so it will not and cannot be known who is the father of that child. Excuse me. I just said that a conscious, willful effort was made so that you could not know who was the biological father. Once you have made that effort, you produce a child who cannot know who its father is. Cannot know that. Now, if you don't know and have no way of ascertaining who your father is, then you can't know who your sisters and brothers are either. And if you can't know who your sisters and brothers are, there is no way you could avoid having sexual relations with them. And so logically speaking,
excuse me.
I know that that Senator Obama sometimes has a hard time getting from A to B, but from A to B is a simple, logical step, which I believe most people in the state of Illinois have the common sense to see. In order to make an informed judgment, you must have the knowledge needed to avoid the consequence. And in that particular case, the knowledge is not available.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association. All rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.